He didn't protest anymore. He had squeezed his eyes shut. It still didn't stop him from seeing what he didn't want to see. Jimmy Gagnon's head in his sights, his finger squeezing the trigger.
"I just don't get it, Bobby," Dee Dee said quietly.
"So maybe she could get you to take out Jimmy. Maybe you even thought it had to be done. But what in the world could she have said to make you turn on Copley? Jesus, Bobby, he was one of our own."
"What?"
"We both know he was on to you. It was only a matter of time, but still, you could have pled down, Bobby. You're a law enforcement officer with a distinguished career. So you made a mistake. You still had options. You didn't have to... God, Bobby, a knife? I wouldn't have even thought you had it in you."
"Dee Dee, I have no idea what you're talking about."
"One more time, Bobby, where are you?"
But he already knew better than to answer. Something had happened to Copley. A knife. Umbrio, probably, except they thought he did it, and if his fellow law enforcement officers thought he did it, you didn't go after an expert-ranked police sniper with a pair of handcuffs. Jesus Christ, he was in a world of hurt.
"Dee Dee," he said urgently, "listen to me. Saturday morning, a man was released from prison. His name is Richard Umbrio. Look him up. You'll find he was the same man who kidnapped and raped Catherine Gagnon 25 years ago. You'll also discover that he wasn't due for parole. Judge Gagnon arranged it. He set it up. He's using Umbrio to kill the people close to her."
"Copley wasn't close to her."
"I don't know why he killed Copley.
Honest to God.
You said knife. Umbrio used a knife at the Rocco crime scene. Umbrio's the one who killed Tony Rocco, as well as Prudence Walker."
"Copley wasn't dead, Bobby. He used to be a boxer in college. Did it surprise you how much he put up a fight? Did you think it would get that messy? Well, he still had the last laugh. As he lay in the bathtub bleeding out, he left us one last clue. He wrote your name, Bobby, in his own blood."
Shit, Bobby thought.
"Colleen Robinson," he said quickly, trying to get out as much as he could. "She's a middleman, hired by Judge Gagnon to hire Richard Umbrio. Pull the judge's financial records. Track down Robinson. You'll find corroboration of what I'm saying. The judge did it, Dee Dee. He's desperate to cover up evidence of his and Marianne's incest. Contact Dr. Iorfino. He'll tell you all about it."
"Turn yourself in, Bobby."
"I can't."
"For the last time."
"If I'm behind bars," he said simply, "there's no one left to protect Catherine."
"God damn it, Bobby!"
He flipped the phone shut. He turned away. Then he was crossing the room, powered by grief and rage. Catherine was still on the phone, face pale, eyes wide. He grabbed her shoulders and, before he could stop himself, shook her hard.